From the Daily Mail, Biden's non-binary drag queen nuclear waste guru Sam Brinton is accused of stealing yet another bag from another airport in Las Vegas. You all heard about this story, right? The freakazoid Sam Brinton that Biden chose, I think is the Secretary of Nuclear or some shit, very high up position in our bureaucracy because he ticked all the right, identity, politics, boxes. Dude that hates being a dude. He's a homo, but a male feminist, obviously. Intersectional. Non-binary, but dresses like a woman. And wears makeup. Oh, that ticks all the boxes, yo. He's hired. So all you have to be is a degenerate freak to get a job in today's government, at least a very high up position. Maybe I should start wearing dresses and makeup when I go off for job interviews. Yeah. Then I might actually get hired. No, realist, you're too old and too white. And they figure they'll have to pay you too much fucking money, so they're going to hire two very young, non-binary people to do the job you would do, so they get two people for the price of one. Yeah. Yeah, sure. God forbid you hire based on merit. Can't do that. Lovely, lovely. So this person has some weird luggage fetish? He goes to airports and steals people's luggage? It's not that hard, I guess. If you don't make it to that fucking luggage carousel in time, somebody could grab your bag and just make off with it. But why? I mean, he's not hurting for money. He's got to be making six figures. All these high-level bureaucrats in government are making hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, you know, and he's in Las Vegas. It's not that expensive a place to live, especially if you have a house in the, out-and-out suburbs. It might be a little more expensive if you lived, it'd be a lot more expensive if you lived in downtown Las Vegas, but this person doesn't live in downtown Las Vegas. He's not hurting for cash. I mean, one of the top bureaucrats in America, running the nuclear whatever, needs to steal luggage from the airport for money? I don't think so. So this is some kind of weird luggage fetish. It's weird. Guy's a kleptomaniac, but a very specific type of klepto. It's like you get off on stealing shit, shoplifting, but only if you're shoplifting like lipstick. It's very specific. I love stealing shit, but only the right shit. I only get off on stealing lipstick and lip balm. Lip-related items. Uh-huh. That's bizarre. Anyway, before we get into this story, I'd like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red-pill nature of my content to please go check out my BitChute channel, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. BitChute is a site that's very much like YouTube. It's a video hosting site, but it has less censorship than YouTube. I won't say no censorship because I do get shadow banned there. Just not as much as I would on YouTube. Because they are located in the United Kingdom. And we all know that is one of the top five feminist countries in the fucking world. So you're going to have your headquarters there for your servers, whatever. You can expect some amount of censorship. But anyway, go check it out. bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Subscribe, follow me there, and comment. Okay, back to the story. So, Sam Brinton has been hit with a felony warrant. It's lovely. Lovely! But we know that he'll get off with a slap on the wrist, because, he's a freak. He's a tranny or something, drag queen, so those people, they get treated with kid gloves. They can do whatever they want. So, Joe Biden's non-binary drag queen, nuclear waste guru. Okay, so he's in charge of nuclear waste disposal? Is that really that hard a job? We don't even have that many nuclear power plants in America to begin with. Are we even making new nuclear weapons? I mean, this is not much of a job. I don't think that there's much to do in this position, really. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. The United States government does implement a lot of fucking red tape. So, yeah. I guess maybe he does have a lot to do. Who knows? Anyway, well, he's not busy enough, though. He's running off to airports and ripping off people's luggage. He's been accused of stealing another bag from an airport. Is he just going to the airport for the specific purpose of stealing luggage, or is he actually traveling somewhere? That's what I'd like to know. I mean, are these crimes of opportunity? Like, he's coming into the airport from somewhere else, or he's going somewhere else from this airport, and, you know, he just sees a bag that he likes and just decides to grab it? Or is he specifically traveling to that airport just to rip off luggage? Because it's some kind of weird fetish. I don't know. So Sam Britton, 34, has a warrant out after allegedly taking luggage from Harry Reid International Airport near L.A. Excuse me, near Las Vegas. Police sources told 8 News Now he's been charged with... They say they. I'm not going to use that fucking bullshit incorrect pronoun, motherfucker. You're not going to dictate my speech, you cocksucker, you literal cocksucker. He has been charged with grand larceny. By the way, that's like a really high up there felony, with the value of what he stole being between $1,200 and $5,000. Wow. Either that's really expensive luggage he stole, or there's some really high-priced electronics in there, or jewelry. Regardless, it comes weeks after he admitted to snatching another bag that did not belong to him from a carousel at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport on September 16th. So, I guess these are crimes of opportunity. He's traveling around in his position as nuclear waste secretary, whatever. And while he's traveling, he's seen some luggage he likes. I'm just trying to put myself in this person's shoes. I'm trying to visualize the hows and the whys of this shit, and I just can't figure it out. This is some weird shit. This is the person in question. Yeah. Couldn't you at least shave off the facial hair, dude? I mean, women ain't growing facial hair, okay? Unless they're some kind of circus freak. So that is specific just to men. So if you don't want to be a man, you just want to be an it, not a man or a woman, even though you're wearing female clothing, which seems to point to a preference for a specific gender, even though you claim not to be part of the binary, motherfucker, but you sure love benefiting from said binary when it serves your purposes. But if you were supposedly so non-binary, wouldn't you be wearing clothes that were also not gender-specific? Especially when you're a man trying to escape being a man, but you got all this fucking facial hair, which women can't grow, while at the same time wearing dresses. Seems kind of contradictory. Well, nobody would apply logic to these people's decisions. So here's the freakazoid in a, is that a chiffon dress? Yellow chiffon? Really? Lord, horrible fashion sense too. Sam Britton hit with a felony warrant, stealing luggage. Yeah, here he is with his gay lover. Lovely. So he's going bald. Is that why he's shaving his head? Yeah. Well, at least he embraced the baldness. I don't know how many cue ball chicks are out there, though, pal. Couldn't you wear a wig? You seem to want to be a woman more than you want to be a man, so you should be having a long-haired wig on, right? I mean, you're wearing a costume anyway, adopting this non-existent, non-binary bullshit. You might as well add to the costume. It wouldn't make any difference. Well, it might actually, but, you know, you'd have to shave your face and do your damnedest to look more feminine. But I'm neither, even though I am displaying characteristics of both. Oh, interesting. So Britton has been married to his husband, Kevin Rieck. Married. It's not a thing. You can't marry another dude if you're a dude. Okay, you can't do that. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, I'm sure he's done that, too. Probably has a drawer full of dildos. Britton made headlines earlier this year after proudly announcing on LinkedIn that he had become deputy assistant secretary. Okay, so he's not the secretary. He's the deputy assistant. Deputy assistant. How many of those? How many are there of those? How many deputy assistants are there? Of spent fuel and waste disposition in the Department of Energy. Okay. It's a long-ass fucking title, y'all. So he's probably making a bank. Look at this outfit. How unprofessional is that? Okay, you say you're non-binary, but you have to choose professional clothing if you're going to work in a high-up bureaucracy in the fucking government, right? How many FBI agents do you see running around dressed like that? Oh, but he can dress however he wants.
Yeah.
No professionalism required. No, no, no. Freak. So Department of Energy nuclear waste scientist Brinton is now facing the second set of charges for stealing luggage from the Las Vegas airport. Yeah. Read that already. Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Office of Suspended Fuel admitted to cops in October they had taken a suitcase that was not theirs. Yeah, and at the time he claimed it was an accident. Oh, you know, I just randomly picked up somebody else's bag. I thought it was mine. Oh, it was mine. And when I got home, oh, I saw that it wasn't mine. But, you know, I just didn't report it or anything. I should have, but I didn't. I apologize. Yeah, it turns out it wasn't an accident. Turns out he was full of shit. Contents of the Vera Bradley suitcase were worth more than $2,300. By the way, people, don't travel with that amount of valuables on you, okay? When you're traveling, don't do that. If found guilty of felony theft, they could face 5 years in prison or a $10,000 fine. It'll be a fine. And he can afford $10,000 easy. He'll get a slap on the wrist. I guarantee you. Guaranteed, this person will not go to jail. They will see no jail time, minus, of course, the time they're going to spend in custody when they get arrested. But, you know, he'll be released probably, no cash bail required. And he'll get a slap on the wrist and just have to pay a fine. Virtually guaranteed. Last week, Brinton was pictured outside his home in Rockville, Maryland. Oh, yeah. Where he lives with his husband, Ryak. The couple married in 2019 after 4 years. Uh-huh, I see. Compared with some of their more fabulous outfits, Brinton was dressed town in a... What? Brinton was dressed town? What? You would think the people that write these articles would be better at writing English. It's supposed to be their first language. So Brinton was dressed in a pair of bright pink denim pants, black Guess jacket. Guess? Guess ain't been a thing since like the 80s and early 90s, yo. With their head under a hoodie. Huh? Wow, that's some retro shit, isn't it now? Brinton also apparently discarded his trademark stiletto heels for a pair of tattered-looking Nike sneakers. Yeah. Look at that. Looks like a disheveled bum there. And of course, if he wasn't a tranny. Oh, and gay, non-binary, that's exactly what he would be. Yeah. There he is, woken along, now running. Yep. Lovely. Lovely. Without a care in the world. Oh, my God. What the fuck? What is he, a cone head? He looks like that from that cone head. Remember on the fucking SNL skit, Saturday Night Live, where they had the cone heads, and later on they made a movie? They had the cone head aliens that came and lived in America. Yeah. He looks like a fucking cone head. What a freak. What a weird-looking motherfucker. Look at this shit. What the fuck is that? Some kind of weird bondage get-up? I don't know. I don't know. The physics of kink. Whether it's the... You probably can't read that, but I can. What the fuck is this? Physics of kink? There's physics to kink? Well, I mean, I guess there is, technically. But whether it's the thermodynamics of wax play, the tension forces of bondage, the magnetic fields of electro play, or the Newtonian physics of spanking... Physics is a pivotal part of the kink experience. Yeah. I wonder what the formula is for getting fucked in the ass with a dildo. Come learn the nerdy side of all your favorite kinks. I don't have any kinks, really. Meat potatoes guy. Too many kinks. Including the soon-to-be-published paper on the spring force constant calculation of a butt under the impact of spanking. This is what I really hate about these kind of people. They have no meaning in their life. Their entire life is defined by their sexual identity and their sexual activities, and they don't have anything going for them or going on in their lives except sex. And, of course, high-paying jobs that they get because they have the right identity politics. In video obtained by DailyMail.com, Brinton appears to smile as he gets closer to his front door. Brinton made headlines earlier this year after proudly announcing on LinkedIn that he'd become Deputy Assistant Secretary of Spent Fuel. I have to imagine that there's somebody out there who isn't a tranny, gay, freak, a homo, non-binary person who is more qualified than this, it, him, they, whatever. Why didn't the more qualified person get the job? Why didn't the more qualified person get the job? Because the more qualified people that applied were white and old. And we hate old white people. They have too much money.
Yeah.
And they're responsible for systematic oppression of black and brown people. Murr.
I see.
I see. So he is the first non-binary person to accept a position in federal government leadership. He's not been at work for at least a month. Oh, that's lovely, but he still has a job? Wow, that's a great job. Wow, that's some privilege he's got for somebody who is an oppressed minority. Yeah, wow, what privilege? Cannot go to work for a month and still has a fucking job. And probably still getting a paycheck. Wow, that's great. I wish I had that privilege. I wish I had that oppression. Excuse me. So, Petri told co-workers that she had been asked to stay on as head of the spent fuel office for the foreseeable future. Okay. So somebody named Kim Petrie is filling in for him as acting deputy assistant secretary while he runs from cops. He'll be quietly fired, you know, once this story dies down, right? Well, he won't be fired. He'll be forced to resign once he's... you know, gets a felony record once he gets convicted, and whether it's fined or not, that felony conviction will exclude him from being able to work in that kind of position, and so he'll, you know, be fired by default, but not by Biden! No. He doesn't want to incur the wrath of the gay mafia. Even though, whether or not you identify as trans or are trans, it has nothing to do with your actual sexual orientation. But hey, whatever! So during their time on leave, Britain has been keeping busy. So Britain presented a seminar a fortnight ago. Fortnight! I love how the writer of this article is trying to sound intelligent. That's 20 days, by the way, for those of you who don't know these medieval terms. Spanking from calculus to chemistry. The seminar was held. This is what's considered academics now. Seminars aren't spanking. Great, yeah. You get to spend a couple hundred grand to send your kid to a Ivy League university to learn about bondage. Yeah, but the reason these kids coming out of university, the reason they can't find jobs has nothing to do with the fact that they chose a subject that has no useful purpose. Seminar was held at Westin Bonaventure Hotel and Suites in L.A., where Britain stayed on the Friday and Saturday night. The event was titled L.A. Leather Getaway, and was sponsored by Claw Corp, a national leather charity. Leather charity? What the fuck is a leather charity? They give away leather? Leather to who? Broke people who want to participate in bondage? What? Yeah, let's not give charity in the form of food and other assistance to people who need it. Let's participate in leather charity! Made up bullshit. Whatever the fuck leather charity is. Who needs leather? In the form of charity. I can understand food, clothing, housing. The fuck is leather charity? Anyway, Britain, who presented at the event under the pseudonym Nuclear Nerd, has been teaching the physics of kink class at universities. Parents are actually paying for their kids to take a class titled Physics of Kink. And what subject does that fall under? Is that just a random elective? At universities and community events across the country for years, according to their profile on Claws. Yeah, go to university! Everybody should go to college, yo! You'll make much, much more money than those stupid plebs out there studying plumbing. Or HVAC. Yeah, God forbid you do something like that. Yeah, meanwhile, you motherfuckers are so broke, you need those electricians, plumbers, and HVAC techs to pay off your student loans. Yeah, because you're studying the physics of kink, you morons. Anyway, oh, there he is. Lovely. What a lovely outfit. Has this person ever heard of, you know, matching shit up? So you're wearing a fucking red scarf with a black dress. You ever heard of clashing, moron? Well, you know, I'm a tranny. So the general rules of everything, including aesthetics, don't apply to me. Nothing applies to me. I'm non-binary, motherfucker! Yeah. So you can dress like shit and wear a clashing collar. Makes no difference. The rules don't apply to me, biatch. I'm a relativist. There are no rules. The bio goes on to say they have been active in the kink world since 2013. You mean he? And he hosts monthly kink parties in his dungeon in Washington? Dungeon? Oh boy. I don't think I want to be a fly on that wall. I'm sure it'd be interesting, but not in a good way. And he estimates they have spanked over 2,000 cute butts. I have nothing to say. Brinton is listed in Clause 2019 yearbook under the name Sir Sam Brinton. Sir? So I'm guessing he's a domineering. He's the dominant one in any of these bondage relationships he has. You will refer to me as sir. Shouldn't it be madam? By the way, sir, isn't that a gendered term? I thought you were non-binary, motherfucker. Where he teaches a class on Newtonian physics of spanking. What? Isn't that just an excuse to interact with male ass? Guy's a degenerate scumbag. He added, physics is a pivotal part of the kink experience. Yeah. Okay, whatever. Yeah, it's a pivotal part of reality, you moron. What's your point? You know, I'm just trying to find an excuse to make this more mainstream and academic. And then I can justify interacting with male asses, even if they're of straight dudes. Which isn't a thing, apparently, because, you know, he's obviously a big giant relativist. But anyway, last week, DailyMail.com revealed Britain was in Minnesota where the bag theft took place for the Alpha Undergrad Engineering Conference. The conference was held at the Intercontinental St. Paul Riverfront. Yeah, okay, don't need to know that. Anyhow, the story goes on to say sometime between that conference and October 9th, Britain traveled for a trip to Europe. He didn't post about this trip on social media. He arrived back in the States at Washington, D.C.'s Dulles International Airport. When he was contacted by police about the stolen bag. At first, he told them he accidentally took it. Yeah. It contained $2,300. Wow, he's got that. Isn't that about what the second bag he stole was worth as well? Or, you know, the valuables in it and the bag together. He's got a good eye for valuable luggage, I guess. Contents worth $2,300 from Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport on September 16th. Yeah, doesn't this dummy know there's such a thing as cameras, that all fucking airports have cameras and probably facial recognition software as well? And it's not like he's hard to identify. This cue ball motherfucker walking around wearing a dress and a goatee. You're not hard to ID, pinhead! In a complaint from October 27th, it was alleged Britain was seen on surveillance camera removing a navy blue hard-sided roller bag from baggage claim. The same day, the bag was reported missing by a woman earlier in the day. Look at this guy. Nerdy by nature. Yeah. People who dress like that and wear shirts calling themselves nerdy by nature and shit, they're not that intelligent, okay? This guy is not that fucking smart. He wants to appear smart because people associate the word nerd with intelligence and they associate physics with intelligence as well. So he likes to walk around wearing these shirts with diagrams of atoms and shit and the word nerdy on it. Meanwhile, he's a real fucking dummy. Ain't much going on up here. I don't care what degrees he has. There he is. Yeah. With a purse. And are those women's pants? I don't know. Yeah. Boy, he sure wears a lot of women's clothes for somebody who claims to be non-binary. After reviewing surveillance videos, the woman whose bag was stolen identified the bag as hers. Video has not been released to the public. Sees Brinton removing the blue bag's tag and putting the bag tag in his handbag. Seems very premeditated and intentional. Almost like he's trying to hide the real name and identity of the bag's owner. He left the area at a quick pace. Interesting. So Brinton was in the airport, having arrived on a flight from D.C. Yeah. Law enforcement quickly tracked him down. No shit. Okay, anyway, he goes on to say, if I took the wrong bag, I'm happy to return it, but I don't have clothes for another individual. Britton told police, according to the complaint, that was my clothes when I opened the bag. So first he denies it, then he claims it was an accident. But then he suddenly had a change of heart and called the airport police to come clean, noting that he had not been completely honest and admitted to taking the blue bag. I thought that because I'm a tranny, people would treat me unfairly. Exact opposite is actually the case. Britton revised his statement, excusing the behavior as a result of being tired and taking the suitcase by mistake. Yeah. Anyway, then he claimed the clothes containing the suitcase had been placed in a drawer at the St. Paul Riverfront Hotel. No clothes were ever found at that hotel, however. His clothes are probably at his house in one of his drawers. Probably many more drawers full of other people's clothes. Allegedly! Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, the ranking Republican on the Senate's Energy Committee, has sent a letter to Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm calling for Britton to be fired. It's not going to happen. He's facing 5 years in prison. Barrasso said, it is in the interest of both the department's mission and our national security that the Deputy Assistant Secretary's clearance be immediately revoked. That'll happen when he gets charged with a felony. But the administration is not going to fire him directly. No. He continued, additionally, the department should undertake all necessary steps to terminate his employment immediately. Also, it will not happen. People like this are rewarded for being useful idiot shills. He's not going to be directly fired. He'll get a slap on the wrist. He'll get a fine. That'll be it. And then he'll have to find work somewhere else, which he will have no problem doing. Anyhow, let me know what you think of this genius, this teacher of kink physics, this conehead looking motherfucker who claims to be non-binary but wears women's clothing 100% of the fucking time, puts on makeup, and yet claims to have no gender. Let me know what you think of the comment section. Should this person be fired? Obviously. Do they have horrible fashion sense? Most definitely. Share your thoughts at bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher.